KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mandy, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KS 95.1.
So, there's an article, thanks to our friends at Page Six, that is definitely going to turn some heads. 76% of men in this poll, they asked, they said, hey, how do you find cheating? And a lot of them said cheating is when you actually move furniture with someone when you're in a relationship with someone else.
Okay,
that's defined as cheating. Another group said, and this is 91% of people said, that if you're having conversations or doing some sort of cyber activity with another human being, that's not cheating, according to the men.
That's emotionally cheating.
91% of them. Now, here's where things kind of go off the rails, and we would love to hear from men and women, especially women, if you agree with this. I think it's going to blow our minds. 76% of men say if you kissed another woman on the lips, it's not cheating.
What? In what universe?
I bet they do think that.
I just fell into her lips. It wasn't cheating.
Oh, sweetheart, we just made out. It's fine. That's Debbie from the office. You know her.
Yep.
Come on.
Let me tell you what I would do.
Now, the article, unfortunately, doesn't go much deeper than that. Like, they didn't ask individual men why they think that. But that's why I thought we can jump in with you guys. You can maybe shine some light on it. If you're a guy and you feel like if you're in a relationship and you kiss another woman on the lips, it's not cheating. 704-570-9595.
You know why they think that? Because they've done it. They don't want to admit that they've cheated.
Right.
That's really the problem.
How would you feel if your wife made out with a man? That'd be cheating,
Oh,
right?
My God. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cheating.
Yeah, I was talking to Cameron about this yesterday because I knew we were going to bring it up today. And our Midday Bay Cameron was surprised that given the scenario, I would almost, if Amanda told me that she like moved furniture with a guy and didn't kiss him, I'd be like, okay. Is that weird?
I love it.
I wouldn't be okay with the whole thing.
Right.
But I would be probably more mad if she was like, oh, and we were like making out. I'd be like, what? Can you vibe what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing, though. For me, I wouldn't trust you past the kiss, so you might as well move furniture with them.
I don't know. I feel like I would be the opposite. I think that I would have a harder time with the moving furniture than a kiss.
I think a kiss is so intimate and so germy and just so yuck.
What do you think moving furniture is, dude?
Yeah, there's some saliva and moving things around.
I've seen some scenes where it's rather quick. And
okay, well, they're still germy.
Everybody gets their smile on. All right, ladies, we want to hear, if you don't think kissing is cheating, if you're in a relationship, 704-570-9595. And guys, this is about you. 76% of you say kissing isn't cheating. We'd love to hear from you if you believe that stat.
And then get this. I think I'd be able to survive. Like, I think that, I mean, it would require a lot of therapy, but I think that I could look past moving furniture.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But not like an emotional relationship.
See?
You know what I mean? Like, if I found out that they've been dating for 6 months behind my back and they, like, buy each other's presents, I wouldn't be able to get past that. But if it was a one-night thing and something happened, I mean, I wouldn't be okay, but we would need to work that out.
Yeah, and I don't want to break down the whole moving furniture thing this morning, but yes, I think it's like, it could be less intimate.
Right.
Intimacy. You don't need intimacy to move furniture. You need intimacy to kiss.
No, I feel like guys don't need intimacy to move furniture. Women need intimacy.
Mm. That's why I don't want to break it down, but okay.
This is Samantha in Lincolnton. Samantha, welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi, we're just so shocked by this statistic. What do you think about it?
I think that's crazy. I think that cheating definitely is kissing. But then I heard also where y'all said about messaging someone else or, you know, cybering someone else. I think, personally, I think that if you have the intentions to cheat or intentions to get attention from someone else, then I believe that that's cheating also.
Yeah.
Just the intent alone, Samantha says, is cheating, okay?
Okay, let's bring in Victoria from Charlotte. Victoria, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So what do you think about this?
So I don't think that it's cheating. It all depends on how the kiss, how you receive that kiss and how you give that kiss. I have a group of friends. We're all mature adults, and a lot of them are, you know, you have husband and wives and girlfriends and boyfriends. And when I give them a hug, the guys, the men in our family of friends, I kiss them on the lips, and they kiss me on the lips. And that happens with multiple of them, and there's nothing sexual about it. So I don't know that I totally agree that just kissing on the lips is cheating. I think that if you're, you know, going in with, you know, full-on French kissing, then yeah.
Huh.
I don't even want to kiss my family on the lips. Remember when I went to down for a, I don't even remember if it, what holiday it was for, but like everyone was kissing each other on the lips and I was like bobbing and weaving. Like, I was like, don't kiss me. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Victoria, you can stay on the phone for this too. I'm going to ask Roy and Loren because you guys seem a little more opposed to it. What about if that, would you be upset if Dallas kissed someone on the cheek that you didn't know, not a friend? Not like your friend Kara. I mean, like someone who you didn't know.
Like, yeah, probably. I mean, not to the point where I would, not to the point where I would be thrown around the D word, but I would,
of course.
But I would definitely say something at that point because yes, it would make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're like, who is that? What's right. going on?
And Victoria, you probably wouldn't have an issue with that, right? If your husband kissed somebody on the cheek.
Not at all.
Yeah. All right.
Now, mind you, we've been friends for a long time, and I consider the men my best friends just as I do the women. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's what the guys were, 76% of the guys were thinking, Loren. Just like Victoria.
Yeah, you kiss your best buddies, I guess, in that world.
Kiss Roy. You guys are friends.
No. Right here on
Come
the
on. I love you, bud. No.
He's sick.
Let's make
I won't
out.
Even, yeah. I won't, like I said, I won't even kiss my family on the lips. But we're getting a ton of text messages to the studio. Daniel in Gastonia said, kissing someone on the lips is cheating. Even thinking about kissing someone is cheating. And then we got a 516 that says, I feel you, Manny. In my Oprah voice, I get it.
Thank you.
The only thing I'm imagining is, like, let's say, like, Sterling was that way and he thought it was completely fine.
Yeah.
And I one day just look over and I see him kiss someone on the lips goodbye. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, that's weird.
Right.
Like, no, it's just I'm kissing her goodbye. What?
But if he like smacked that person on the booty, you almost wouldn't, it's not as intimate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Thank you, Oprah.
Roy and his boyfriend have been dating for 3 years and all of a sudden he starts kissing people on the lips, yeah, he's going to have a problem with it. If it happened from day one and it was just how Sterling was.
Yeah.
That's strange.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.